Bitcoin and cocoa futures hit all-time highs from over 1,300 cities and 130 countries. We bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruta Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at The K Financial News, and you can find me at Ruta Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. Global cooperation has been critical for the impressive expansion of well-being and opportunities in the past 70 years. Yet these gains are at risk from the uneven impact of continuous shocks to trade, climate and health, and geopolitical flashpoints. How can the developing countries' schism be calibrated to deliver win-win solutions to the most pressing issues rather than exacerbating them? First up is Rwanda's President Paul Kagame.
Let me address this by starting with the two crises that define the pessimism in the South about this international cooperation. One is when we saw when COVID happened. One is COVID, another is what happened with inflation and interest rates, the interest rate crisis that followed. With the COVID, it was clear that access to vaccines and therapeutics had a problem, and it was mainly concentrated in the North. The South was to be considered much later, even then very slowly, nearly too late, because the South did not have this capacity to produce their own vaccines or therapeutics. And then coupled with many years of fiscal stimulus by the West, we saw that they developed an inflation crisis. And the response to that was to raise interest rates, which very many in the South are still paying a very high price for. Now, we cannot address this inequality by just mitigating the crisis, but rather we need to integrate, to bring in, to involve developing countries like Africa and other developing countries from the beginning, to have the conversations around how these inequalities should not be developing and later on affecting the particular parts of the world. So it has to be from the beginning. It's not just at the time when crises have happened that then you start making consideration of what to do for the South, but rather they should be involved. And Africa should be given and should be tools that are there, that are available to actually work on some of these things that are needed to be addressed. And Africa will therefore stand to gain and have access to most of these things required.
World Trade Organization Director General Ikonjo Iweala discusses the much-needed reforms to multilateral organizations at the helm of trade.
If we look at some numbers of what is happening in terms of shares of global output in the world, we see that, let's say, in 1995, emerging markets and developing economies accounted for about 42% of global output, of global GDP, and developed countries for about 58%. And now, in 2022, we see a situation where this is inverted. And so these changing shares of world output, and we see it mirrored also in some of the shares of trade, which I'll come back to later, speak to the multipolarity of the world, that we are now in a multipolar world. There's no one power center. And what worries me in global governance is how we manage this multipolarity. There's no one center that can solve all the problems of the world. We are interdependent and we need to work together. And that speaks to the issue of how do we do it? And this is where multilateral organizations need to be strengthened, of course, need to be reformed to move with the times they're in. But we absolutely need them because we have to solve some problems of the global commons, like climate change, you alluded to it, the pandemic that President Kagame talked about. And that, how do we manage this to solve global problems, this multipolarity?
And a quick look at the market. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Bitcoin pushed farther into record territory on Wednesday as a rally in cryptocurrencies continued apace. While prices could have more room to run, investors may want to watch for signs that the top of the market is approaching. The price of Bitcoin rose more than 3% over the past 24 hours to above $73,500, trading as high as $73,679, a record level according to Dow Jones Market Data. The largest crypto blew through its November 2021 high near $69,000 last week and has continued to march higher, buoyed by billions of dollars of inflows into spot Bitcoin exchange traded funds approved in January. Cocoa futures resumed their upward trend to trade around $7,950 per pound, making it a historic high attributed to ongoing supply concerns in West Africa. The region's major producers, Ivory Coast and Ghana, are grappling with challenges such as drought, disease, and structural issues including aging cocoa trees and insufficient investment in farming infrastructure. Latest data shows farmers in Ivory Coast shipped 1.22 million metric tons of cocoa to ports from October to March 10th, down 29% from the same time last year. Meanwhile, the Ivory Coast regulator said recently it expects the Ivory Coast mid-crop, which officially starts in April and is the smaller of two annual harvests, to fall 33% to 400,000 metric tons from 600,000 metric tons last year. Additionally, the International Cocoa Organization projected that the global 2023-24 cocoa deficit would widen to 374,000 metric tons from 74,000 metric tons in 2022-2023. And a quick trip around Africa, BK Capital has today launched the Tekana Personal Pension Scheme. The scheme unveiled today marks a significant milestone in BK Capital's ongoing mission to foster financial well-being and security for all Rwandans. Tekana Personal Pension Scheme is designed to provide individuals with a comprehensive and accessible avenue to save for retirement and offers a range of flexible options tailored to meet diverse needs and preferences. With Tekana, individuals can now take control of their financial futures and embark on a journey towards secure and comfortable retirement. The Tekana Personal Pension Scheme offers a host of features and benefits, including flexible contributions, tax relief, investment growth, investment risk mitigation, and expert guidance. Ghana's annual consumer inflation eased slightly to 23.2% in February of 2024, compared with 23.5% in January, but still well above the central bank's target band of 6% to 10%. Prices slowed down for both food in January and non-food products. The Bank of Ghana had predicted that inflation would close the year at between 13 and 17% before gradually trending back to within its medium-term range of 6 to 10% by the end of 2025. The annual inflation rate in Angola accelerated for the 10th straight month to 24.07% in February of 2024, up from 21.9% in the previous month and marking its highest reading since May 2022. Inflation has been increasing since mid-2023 due to a weaker kwanza and the removal of fuel subsidies in early June. Since the beginning of the second semester of 2023, the National Bank of Angola has been limiting the exchange of foreign currency, and banks have reported difficulties in purchasing dollars outside of an extremely or increasingly narrow exchange rate margin. Monthly, consumer prices rose by 2.58% in January, the most since September 2018, following a 2.49% gain in the prior month. Notable price increases were seen for food and non-alcoholic beverages, health and miscellaneous goods and services, and clothing and footwear. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of The K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website, that's thekfinancial.com, and don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at The K Financial, and you can find me at The Dong.